I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
And welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. Today, we've got a tiger by the tail, and I'll tell you why. If you listen to the sports media, Tiger Woods' victory in the 2019 Masters on Sunday has paved the way for another year of Tiger Slam talk. Oh yeah, the sports media is already fawning over the possibility that the 43-year-old Tiger Woods can and will win all four of golf's major championships this year. Seriously. First, I have to tip my Swamp Swami cap to Tiger Woods for prevailing in a terrific weekend of golf at the famed Augusta National Golf Club. While nearly every one of his challengers fell by the wayside on Sunday, Tiger Woods morphed into Steady Eddie as he avoided any significant mistakes down the stretch to claim victory. And with the win, Tiger Woods secured his first major golf championship since 2008, and all the previous years filled in between with numerous personal issues and significant injuries. This marks the 15th major golf championship for Woods and leaves him just three behind Jack Nicklaus's record of 18. Is Jack worried? Well, in a telephone interview with Golf Channel a few minutes after Tiger Woods' win on Sunday, the Golden Bear made some congratulatory comments about Woods' victory, and then he mused about the next two golf championships being played this year. He noted that the next two majors are at Bethpage in New York and at Pebble Beach in California, where Tiger Woods has already won a major championship before. But with his tongue firmly planted in his cheek, Big Jack said, "He's got me shaking in my boots, boys." Tiger Woods played great golf all week at the Masters. The biggest surprise to me is that he was able to keep his shots off the tee in play so well. In the past, Tiger Woods has been less than accurate off the tee for most of his career. In fact, many of us would call him Tiger in the Woods because of his erratic play off the tee. His prodigious length off the tee, though, whether in play or not, has allowed Tiger Woods to have shorter shots to the greens than most of the other golfers during much of his career. But now, at age 43, he's still plenty long off the tee, but there are other younger players that can stay with him and pass him by. So how did Tiger Woods win the Masters this weekend? I have four theories for you. Number one, the Tiger Woods effect. Imagine, if you will, the massive crowds roaring with every shot of Tiger Woods. Imagine if you're one of the two guys that's playing with him. It's very difficult to compete when the vast majority of the crowd is cheering for their favorite player. Tiger played in the final group on Sunday with Francesco Molinari and Tony Finau. In the final round, Molinari ballooned from a 66 on Saturday to a 74 on Sunday. And as for Finau, he shot a 64 on Saturday and ballooned to a 72 on Sunday. Both players went up by 8 shots on Sunday playing in the same group with Tiger Woods. It does have an effect. Number two, the entire field generally cratered on Sunday. If I had told you on Saturday night that Tiger Woods would win the Masters by coming from behind on Sunday and scoring a final round of 70 or just 2 under par, would you have believed me? I don't think so. The field scoring average on Saturday was 70.77. On Sunday, it went up almost one shot to 71.46 in almost ideal similar playing conditions. Number three, Rays Creek on hole number 12 Sunday. Coming into the shortest hole on the golf course, just 155 yards on Sunday, the creek in front of the green on number 12 claimed the golf balls of four of the final six players in the field. Molinari, Finau, Brooks Koepka, and Ian Poulter all missed the green on the right side and had their ball roll backwards into a watery grave. Tiger Woods, he played it smart, played it into the middle of the green. Tiger Woods is wearing the green today. And speaking of greens, that brings up number four, greens in regulation, or GER. Yeah, my Tiger pun here. Woods not only beat the bogeyman with just 9 bogeys and not a single double bogey during the entire tournament, but Tiger put his golf ball onto the putting surface more frequently than any other player in the field. And when Tiger Woods morphs into Tiger Greens, he'll be a contender in most golf tournaments. In sum, Tiger Woods played smarter than most of his competitors on Sunday. He didn't make any big mistakes, while nearly every other golfer in the field is going to reflect on one or two holes that probably cost them a chance to put on the Masters' famed green jacket. Tiger, as in greens and regulation Woods, has really grown and matured as a golfer. So congratulations on this Monday, Tiger. It was even better to see you show such joy and emotion and happiness on the 18th green after winning it all on Sunday afternoon. You certainly earned it. I'm Swamp Swami, and we'll see you next time, next year, at the Masters.